Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey, what's up?
What's happening, man?
What's happening?
It is 8:14. Hold on. I thought I had Kiki ready to go here. Now I do. Good morning, Kiki.
There I am.
Hey.
Good morning.
Here I am. today we got a high of 82, some rain and thunder.
Thunder.
Ooh, I love it. I love summer rain. Summer thunder, especially when it's still kind of cloudy and sunny mix.
See, that's just weird. When the sun's out and it's raining, I don't like that.
I love it.
I don't like that. No.
It's tornado weather, man.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why, because I love tornado weather.
You're from Tornado Alley.
I know. I grew up with him.
Yeah, Bill Paxton, huh?
Yes.
Rest in peace, by the way.
Love the interviews of the people in Tornado Valley. Oh, I just didn't know there was a tornado was coming. You live in Tornado Valley or Alley, whatever it's called.
I know. It's that one strip, man. Yeah. And
I just guess we're going to have to rebuild again for the 18th time.
Yeah, you always have a new house.
Yeah, that's true.
Fantastic.
No, it's a trailer. All right. It's a new trailer. they build things that can easily get ripped apart.
All right.
And
built up again, too,
that's
though.
That's true. Right. That's true.
We'll have just a new house next week.
Smaller. It's like, I'm not building as big as the last one. It's going to get ripped down again.
You know, another thing about that, too, why wouldn't they just hitch up and take off?
When the tornado's coming,
your house is on wheels.
Get the truck. We got to move the house. Honey, move the bricks away from the wheels. We got to move the house.
Road trip.
Kids, get in there. Grab our inflatable pool. We got to go.
All right.
Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
There's a report out right now in the British Medical Journal about a 26-year-old guy in New Delhi, India, who recently went to the hospital with a 6-inch handheld shower head stuck where the sun don't shine.
In his butt?
In his bum.
Oh.
In the anus.
6-inch shower head.
He told the doctors it wound up there when he, quote, accidentally slipped.
Oh.
Lucky for him, it didn't really do any internal damage, and the doctors were able to remove it and send him home 48 hours later.
That shower head sticking straight up.
How did he slip onto a shower head that's hanging above him?
Maybe he took it off.
Oh, maybe he grabbed it.
And then set it down to soap up. He's all soapy, right?
Yeah.
And some soap got his eyes. Maybe like, I can't see.
The kind you can take off the wall.
That's probably it,
the wall.
Yeah.
So, well, you might really know what he was really doing.
I think I laid out the scenario pretty well. He got soap in his eyes.
I thought I cleaned it up rather nicely for you.
And he slipped. It was purely accidental.
Was it?
I don't know.
How do you accidentally fall on something and it go up such a small, tight hole?
It's a good question, Kiki.
That's a lot of force on there. Was he a larger man?
It doesn't say.
You know, it had to have a lot of pressure.
Force.
Yeah.
So, well, think about when you slipped in the shower.
Yeah.
Thank God there wasn't any shower heads laying around.
Yeah, but I think I would have punctured my butt cheek before it would have slipped inside of me. I don't know. I don't think it's possible. I think I'm with Hunter on this one.
Yeah.
I think the guy was experimenting.
I'm giving the guy the benefit of the doubt. He had soap in his eyes. He was slippery. He stepped on a rubber duck. One thing led to another. Shower head.
Why was a shower head on the massage setting?
Something definitely led to another.
On the deep pulse massage setting?
Exactly. Wait a second.
It's up there too.
He was trying to get a deep clean. You know, poor fella. He's just trying to get a good scrub.
Here's another thing. So it, pow, it got right up in there, right?
Yep.
And it's attached to the actual shower. So the guy had to rip it off or cut it off, get in the car. Oh.
He drove himself.
He called the ambulance. You know?
Honey, can you get the saw or maybe some wire cutters or something? Why? Just get it, please.
We need to go to the doctor's office and swing by Lowe's on the way back.
Can you get my seat donut, please? Again?
Again!
Jeez!